Good evening. Feeling ashamed is not a bad thing. Let's turn over to Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 10 through 15. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 10 through 15. And it reads, "To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot give heed. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of fury of the Lord. I am weary of holding it in. I'll pour it out on the children outside and on the assembly of young men together. For even the husband shall be taken with the wife, the aged with him who is full of days, and their houses shall be turned over to others, fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand against the inhabitants of the land, says the Lord, because from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. They have also healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. At the time I punish them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord." Jeremiah tells the Israelites in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 10 through 15, that they have no delight of the word of the Lord, verse 10, and the Lord is full of fury, verse 11, all because they are not ashamed of their sins and have forgotten how to blush, verse 15. Christians should feel shame when we sin. It should embarrass us. Times when I have felt shame are when I can catch myself whining, lying, or disobeying my parents. God struck down Ananias and Sapphira for lying in Acts chapter 6. Uzzah was struck down for disobeying God in 2 Samuel chapter 6. His disobedience was not one of striving to destroy, but one of striving to help. However, God was specific on how to transfer the ark. The whining of the people was counted as a transgression toward God that Moses begged God to forgive in Numbers 14, 1 through 19. In these examples, all the guilty parties would have been spared if they had been too ashamed to act the way they did. Even today, we have people who feel shame when they shouldn't. They use foul language. God tells us in Colossians 4, 6, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." And in Matthew 12, 36 to 37, "Our words condemn us or justify us, and they will be judged. They speak and do filthy things. We are told not to do such things in Ephesians 5, 4. They should have no place in us." Even today, even though the feeling of shame can keep us from sinning, should not keep us from living godly or evangelizing. Paul writes to the Church of Rome, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, first the Jew and also for the Greek," Romans 1:16. Therefore, we cannot be ashamed to be seen studying God's word. We are to be a light of the word of God's word at Matthew 5:14, and we cannot be ashamed standing firm for others striving to do the same. We are told to encourage them, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. And we cannot be ashamed to help others come to the word of God, which is why Paul was stating he is not ashamed. In the preceding verses, Paul explains that he must preach for he is not ashamed. Shame is only bad when it keeps us from doing the will of God. A false sense of boldness in sin will condemn us. The world appears to be bolder than us. Is it because we're ashamed of the gospel? Let's use Paul's declaration, Romans 1:16, as a call to action.